the reason people may be looking at this and saying, well, you know, isn't Congress late to the game here, is the fact that the administration and the Office of Personnel Management has actually made a lot of progress on hiring reform. Folks will remember that last year, President issued a memo on May 11 calling for a number of changes, gave a deadline, and when the president gets involved, you know, things happen. So there have been improvements, but the fact of the matter is things can change with administrations. Presidential directives can be overturned or new ones implemented. And indeed, on September 23rd, Senator Akaka and Congressman John Sarbanes did introduce a bill that would actually put into law a number of the current administration initiatives. It's Senate Bill S-1628 and H.R. 3064. And basically, you know, there are several key provisions in that. Some of them, again, in progress, but it doesn't, you know, doesn't hurt, I think, to have some of these things actually put into statute. One is, you know, the common sense, requiring every agency to have a strategic workforce plan to kind of know where they're going, and in that plan to have hiring projections. Right now, you would think that anyone could find out, well, what agencies are going to be hiring and how many people would they hire over the next year. That information actually is not routinely gathered, certainly not made public. These bills would require those projections to be made part of a strategic plan and put out there. Job announcements are to be written in plain English. One would hope they already are, but anybody who's read some job announcements know that that's not always the case. It does require in law a shorter process, requiring that people should be able to apply for a job with a resume, a cover letter, and answer a few brief questions about citizenship and so on. It mandates that hiring managers have to be involved in the process. Again, one would think, well, of course, they routinely are they not? And the answer is not always. This one will be important for applicants. Timely notification. You know, you should not submit an application and have it go into the black hole, but you should receive a notification from whatever agency to which you've applied that they've received your application. Another notification as to whether or not you've been ruled qualified. A third notification if you're going to be referred to the selecting official for review. And then, of course, a notification whether or not you're selected.
We've been hearing about hiring reform for quite some time, years. How is this time around going to be any different?
Well, Amy, in part because, you know, although we've been talking about it for years, we've actually seen a lot of progress over the last year. You know, agencies, for example, this Rule 3 has been around for over a century, literally. The administration, the president said, okay, we're going to, as a matter of presidential discretion, we're not going to use the Rule 3 where you got 100 people apply and the manager can only pick from among the top three. President said, I don't want to do that. Congress is now in this provision saying, as a matter of law, we're going to eliminate the Rule 3 and you pick from categories. I think that the answer, Amy, is that what's different this time is, one, people are taking it seriously. We're making progress. And, you know, if we're actually changing the laws, that has a lasting effect to continue these improvements.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And in your conversations with people inside the government, does OPM and some of the hiring leaders feel that this law would give them a kind of boost that they need to make sure the reforms really happen?
Well, I think those who certainly OPM and others who feel strongly about these reforms, I think since it codifies what they're already doing and therefore makes it clear that this is going to have a lasting impact, I think you have to feel good about that. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to absolutely love everything. It does codify also that, for example, that vacant positions have to be filled within an average of 80 days. you know, after they've identified the vacancy, and that puts a little pressure on HR people and managers. And the other thing that, you know, we'll get mixed reviews, Tom, is there's a number of metrics in the law to measure how well the hiring process is working. Not only timeliness, but they're going to look at the retention of new hires. Did you make a good match? Are they staying? And it's going to do surveys of hiring managers in terms of how satisfied are they with the applicants. And it's going to survey applicants. How satisfied were they with the process? And that leaves the potential for some folks to say, hey, we're not getting it right. This was a horrible experience, or I didn't get the people that I wanted. So it does put a little pressure on the agency. So it's a mixed bag in that regard. But anyone who's interested in making sure that government hires great people, I think these are good bills and certainly deserve a serious consideration on the Hill and hopefully enactment.